Cody, this one grabbed me because it's very close to real product pain. A model goes off in the wrong language, loops, refuses something normal, and everyone just stares at looks.
Yeah, QuenScope is basically aimed at that awkward moment where the output is wrong, but the usual tools only tell you what happened, not what was lighting up inside the model. It's Quen's open-source sparse autoencoder suite for Quen 3 and Quen 3. 5. And the interesting bit is that it tries to turn internal activations into things you can actually use.
Also, before we get too noble about interpretability, I made coffee that tastes like hotel lobby coffee, so we're fully qualified for episode 361. Chuckles. Anyway, this feels less like research theater and more like, can an AI team debug a customer-facing failure before the next release train?
That's the right frame. The release has 14 groups of SAE weights across 7 model variants, 5 dense Quen 3 and Quen 3, 5 models, plus 2 MoE models. Tiny footnote with big consequences, only the QWE in 3.5-27 BSAE is trained on the instruct variant. The others are base checkpoints.
That instruct detail matters for adoption. Product teams are usually shipping chatty instruction-tuned models, not base models in a lab notebook. So this may explain the class of failures they keep seeing, even if it doesn't plug straight into every stack.
Mechanically, an SAE learns a sparse dictionary over hidden states. The autoencoder maps those big residual stream vectors into a larger latent space where only a small number of features are active. QuenScope uses a top K rule, keeping either the top 50 or top 100, then reconstructs the activation from that sparse set.
So instead of looking at a wall of floating point soup, you get feature directions that might correspond to Chinese language, classical style, safety-ish behavior, maybe task patterns. Not guaranteed magic labels, but closer to something a person can reason about.
Exactly. Dense backbones get SAE widths at 16 times the hidden size. For MoE models, standard SAEs are 32K wide, and they released wider ones up to 128K. That's clever because MoE internals can be fragmented, but it's also where cost and storage start tapping you on the shoulder.
I'm picturing a team with a dashboard that says, "This support prompt activated the weird repetition cluster again." That's the market, right? AI platform teams, eval teams, safety tooling vendors, maybe observability companies that want deeper signals than latency and token counts.
Yeah, and the flashiest use case is inference time steering. They describe adding or subtracting a feature direction from the residual stream, no wait update. In their example, an English prompt caused Chinese text to leak into the answer. They found Chinese language feature 6159, suppressed it, and the mixing went away.
That's the demo every product person wants. The bug report is, why did it suddenly switch languages? The fix is not 6 weeks of fine-tuning drama. It's, find the feature, turn the knob. I'm overselling it a little. Cody, don't make the face.
I'm making a very measured face. Laughs, the caveat is that feature steering can be brittle. Alpha matters, layer choice matters, and suppressing one direction might remove useful nuance if the feature is broader than the label you gave it. But as a debugging tool, even before production steering, it's strong.
They also had the classical Chinese example, right? Feature 36,398 gets activated to push a story continuation toward that literary style. That's fun. But the practical version is tone, format, domain language, maybe reducing a failure mode without retraining.
The other piece I liked is evaluation analysis without full model evals. You process benchmark samples, decompose activations into sparse features, then compare what fires. If a benchmark lights up the same features over and over, it may be redundant. They report a Spearman correlation around 0.85 between feature redundancy and performance-based redundancy across 17 benchmarks.
That could save real money. Eval suites keep growing because nobody wants to remove a test and get blamed later. If feature overlap says two benchmarks are exercising the same micro-capabilities, that gives teams a stronger reason to trim or rebalance.
For build next, I'd keep it small. Grab the official QuinScope repo, create a fresh Python env, install the usual stack. Start with qwen3-1.7b, load one layer's SAE weights, run a handful of prompts, and print the top activated feature IDs before trying steering.
Solo builder version. Make a tiny streamlet feature explorer. Prompt in, choose layer, show top features, then add a steering slider for feature 6159 or 36398 if the examples are available. Pause. Not a company, just a weekend thing that teaches you whether this feels useful or fiddly.
And compare it against a normal eval trace. Same prompts, one view with outputs only, one view with SAE activations. If the feature view helps you predict a failure earlier, that's the signal. If it just makes pretty numbers, you learn that too.
All right, I'll take pretty numbers with receipts. Cody, this feels like interpretability finally wandering into the tools folder.